بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Salutations be upon you, O beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salutations be upon you, O beloved commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib. Salutations be upon you, O beloved Lady Zahra. Salutations be upon you, O beloved Imam Hassan. Salutations be upon you, O beloved Imam Hussein. As-salamu ala ibn khatam al-anbiya. As-salamu ala ibn sayyid al-awsiya. السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى. السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى. السلام على ابن جنة المأوى. السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا. السلام على المرمل بالدماء. السلام على المهتوك الخبا. السلام على خامس أصحاب أهل الكساء. السلام على غريب الغرباء. السلام على شهيد الشهداء. السلام على قتيل الأدعياء. السلام على ساكن كربلاء. السلام على القتيل المظلوم. السلام على أخيه المسموم. السلام على علي الكبير. السلام على الرضيع الصغير. السلام على الشيب الخضيب. السلام على الخد التريب. السلام على البدن السليم. سيدي أو ماستر إمام حسين، in every step towards Karbala, a lesson to be learned, and something was taught, your kindness and love to everyone with you, dear Imam Hussein, beloved Imam Hussein. Oh, stranger in the land of Karbala. They say, dear brothers and sisters, as Imam Hussein alayhi salam was drawing closer to the land of Karbala, a messenger came from the city of Kufa, carrying with him news. What news? About his own Muslim ibn Aqil. Dear brothers and sisters, upon learning the messenger was carrying something about Muslim from the city of Kufa, the woman, the children gathered around Imam Hussein. As he walked back to them, they met him, they looked at him. Then Imam Hussein looked at his sister Zainab. He said, Sister Zainab, where is the daughter of Muslim? Upon hearing that the daughter of Muslim, Hamida, started going forth, stepped forward towards Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he took her, he hugged her, he sat her on his lap. Then he started moving his hand over her head. Then Hamida looked at her uncle Hussein and said, I'm Hussein, Uncle Hussein, why is it you're doing to me what they do to the orphans? Uncle Hussein, tell me what happened to my father. Uncle Hussein, why is it you're doing that? Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the heart of the father, did it want to break the heart of the daughter of Muslim? He looked at her and said, Hamida, daughter, I am your father, Sukaina, your sister. Then she knew Muslim, her father, was killed in Kufa. Wa Muslima, wa Shahida. Dear brothers and sisters, the daughter of Muslim had Imam Hussein. When her father Muslim was killed and martyred, but the daughters of Imam Hussein, who did they have? When the tents were blazing fire, they had no one to turn back to, no one that could hug them and give them the comfort of a father. They had no one but to run in the open deserts and cry, حبيبي حسين غريب حسين شهيد حسين مظلوم حسين يا ليتنا Ya laytana, we wish we were with Hamida to make sure we show her. We would have loved to be with them. Ah, ya laytana, kunna ma'akum sadati. فنفوز فوزا عظيما صلوات
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له والصلاة والسلام على حبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Allah عز وجل says in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Isra, verse 24, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوات Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh once again. And I want to start by thanking each and every one of you for coming tonight in the middle of the week to bring mention to the name Hussein and to remember the events of Karbala and what happened on the day of Ashura. For understanding the events and understanding Imam Hussein alayhi salam and every individual with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, what they offered on that day is a great task and a task that we're responsible to fulfill by coming together and noting that it is more than only I, but there is a group of people, it's a community that tries to bring mention to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. It's through actions, it's through this gathering in itself that brings life to your heart, to yourselves and to your life. The effects of the gatherings of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the effects of the running tears on Imam Hussein alayhi salam, each and every time you shed the tear, Allah Azza wa Jal is bringing mercy to you as a person, to your family, and all of this runs the effect of it reaching out to each and every member of the people around you, your family members, your relatives, your neighbors, people you know, in the actions you carry, because it is you who shed the tears on Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But the more you know of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the more your tears will be meaningful, because sometimes the voice might get you to be a little bit sad, or the event itself, but it's more powerful when you know the person who carried that event and did what he did on that special day of Ashura. Dear brothers and sisters, the impact of learning about Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, of learning the history of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, because today you and I are part of the writing of the history of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. We are learning of the events in Karbala, of the individuals that were on the day of Ashura, and what each and everyone did. And they wrote history, we are reading history, we are reviving history. But you and I are also living at the time of the 12th holy Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala Alayh. We are part of the writing of the history of the 12th holy Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala Alayh. The question that you have to and you ought to ask yourself, what is my role in the writing of this history? Me, personally, what am I doing to write history? Am I writing history, or am I not even remembered by history? Am I just a person that is just lived and consumed his life day in, day out, and then died and did not leave anything? And let me tell you, the best reader of history is not you and I. You know, the most powerful reciter of history, the most important record keeper of history, it's not you and I. It's Allah Azza wa Jal. You know why? Because His recitation, His reading is of knowledge that He knows of. It is not the knowledge that you're making and it's new for Him. But it's His knowledge, and in His knowledge He knows what we are doing and what we will do. But that does not stop us from making our decisions. His knowledge of our decisions and our choices and what we will do is not to say that it is Him who determines what we do. It's His knowledge of our choices that made our choices come to life. It is because we chose of the options He gave us, within His knowledge, He made it come to life. So we have ownership of our actions. So we have responsibility of our actions. So we are to be rewarded or punished because of our actions. So here Allah Azza wa Jal made all this happen and more, and it's because of Him we are enabled and we are capable of doing what we're doing, and that is why there is hell and heaven, and that is why there is responsibility, and we are to be responsible for the actions that we take, each and every one of them. Dear brothers and sisters, it is therefore important that you and I today, in the decisions that we make, we take responsibility when we leave our houses to come here. That's a responsibility we took, and that responsibility is linked to the deepest point of intent in our hearts. And when we link that intent with that action, making it linked to Allah Azza wa Jal, and seeking closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, even the littlest of steps become the most powerful of rewards. But it's the link, the action with the intent. I may give $1 million, but the intent is for my name to be big. Versus I may give 1 penny purely to Allah Azza wa Jal. That 1 penny in the eyes of Allah is more weighty and powerful than that $1 million. Although that $1 million might build a center, might build a project, might, but let me tell you, in the eyes of Allah, it is all meaningless. It is useless. Yes, you may benefit people. Allah Azza wa Jal will keep that benefit to the person who gave the money, the $1 million, in this life. He will not carry it with him or her on the day of judgment. He will not be of those man jaa bil hasana, because whoever comes with the deed, it's someone who built the deed based on a pure intent, linking it to Allah Azza wa Jal. The power of intent, dear brothers and sisters, is important for us to understand in all choices that we make. And dear brothers and sisters, we have responsibility how we make the choices, how we pick the options that we're given in this life. Let me be clear. We have a responsibility as individuals. When we come to this country, we are empowered. We have been given choices. We have been given the options, the ability. Dear brothers and sisters, we can make a change as individuals. Each and every one of us can actually impact this community. We are part of this community. You need to realize, if we want to walk in the footsteps of Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdalus salati wassalam, we need to be part of the community we live in. And part of the community we live in means that we have the power to choose who runs our communities. Right or wrong? Because I cannot complain of my community, yet I'm part of it and I'm capable of making the choices who runs the community, but I don't participate in these choices. And it's very important to realize, as we come close to making that choice, as we come close to the day that we vote, let me be very clear with you. It is important that we participate. It is important that we make our voice heard and known. Because that's the only way that we become active in this community and in this neighborhood. And if we don't, we cannot blame anyone but ourselves. And we are impactful. We have so much numbers out there that we can change things. Whether it's in your city hall, whether it's in your district, whether it's in your state, at any level. The power of that vote, dear brothers and sisters, do not waste it. Please. If you have an excuse, I understand. If you're not able to make it for some whatever excuse, but if you're capable, go and vote. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he did what he did. Why? He wanted to have an impact on the community, on the society. He changed the reality out there. In this country, we have a system through which we can make changes, apply changes. Why is it we don't use it? Why is it we don't apply it? Why is it we cannot dictate on the politicians who make decisions and create policies? Why is it we cannot make them modify the policies? Why not? Why is it we say it's impossible when it is possible? It takes money, it takes votes. We have the money. Let me give you a very simple math. Do you think we have about 10,000 followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam or not? We do or we don't? 10,000. Those 10,000, can we afford $100 each or not? How much $100 by 10,000? How much? Really? 100? It's $1 million, right? What if we're capable of giving donations, supporting 10 politicians with how much? With $1 million, 10 politicians, how much each politician will take? How much? 100,000, right? Well, let's make it even cheaper. 100 politicians for 10,000, right? The point is what? We can make an impact, because the more we can support, what are we supporting? We have an agenda. Any politician, listen, we need this agenda to be followed. He agrees, we support. He doesn't agree, we say salam. We don't need to support him. We find someone else. And the more we support, the more we can defend our people overseas. Let me tell you, what impacts is the vote and the money. And you can change things. And this is not haram. This is permissible. Because you're not violating any law or rule. You're finding the right method to influence. And therefore, dear brothers and sisters, it is our obligation. When we sit with our grand maraja, they tell us, you have rights and you have obligations. Use them. You'll be responsible and asked on the Day of Judgment, your vote, what were you able to reserve? Were you able to preserve a blood of a follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam through your vote or not? Can you say no? You don't know. Until you try. Until you go ahead and vote and try to impact. I know people say it's Muharram, don't talk. No, Muharram is about talking about these issues. Muharram is about making these changes. Muharram is about the impact we can deliver through changing the minds of the community. We're not living in a dictatorship. We live in a place through voting you can make changes. And through advocacy you can push that change to implement it in a policy. And it's not hard. I don't understand why people make it hard or impossible. Either because they don't know, they have not seen that scene inside of DC, how it works. But if you truly look at it and study it, it is doable. Others are doing it. Why don't we do it? We have the numbers and we have the money. The problem is, we don't have the leadership to push us in the right direction. The local leadership. And secondly, what is it? We don't have the will. Oh, you know. I don't want to support this government, this foreign policy. You're just lazy. You don't want to go vote. Because let me tell you, with the right choice, with your ability to impact, you can make a change. So do not waste it, please. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal that in this Muharram specifically, that we remember how change is made. We cannot talk and shed the tears on our brothers and what's happening to them worldwide when we don't at least try to impact change here. We can. When the person you voted for, you knock on his door and you say, listen, I voted for you and I have a problem with what's happening to our brothers, whether it's in Pakistan, in India, in Saudi Arabia, in Bahrain, in Qatar, wherever it is, they will listen. But what is it you need? You need the agenda, you need the plan, and you need the push forward. I gave my message. Don't give me an excuse. Show the action. Now, in order to do this, dear brothers and sisters, and we have been talking about building the communities, and we talked about the different age groups in this community. See, other communities, their adults and the elderly realized how they can be impactful in their community. So what do they concentrate on? Politics, education, and entrepreneurship. They went after building to be impactful these areas where they were able to influence the masses. Of course, we don't have to forget the media. We are able, we have the number again and again and again. I want to emphasize, do not be those who surrender right away. Oh, we can't do it. It's just too much. Imam Hussein changed an entire nation. He could have sat home and said, I cannot do it. We learn from our imams that we can change anything and everything. And until the minds and the thoughts of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, it truly we connect with them, and then we can realize, and then we will realize how we can change the world. It's alright if we have differences. Listen, you may not agree in participating in the political life. Fine, do me a favor. Sit down and do not stop those who want to. Fine, don't do it. But don't make enemies of those who want to participate. Meaning we may have differences of opinions. Like the young may have different opinions with the elderly. But what happens? What did we talk about yesterday? It's about respecting one another. Listen, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he was related about him, let us mention the 12th holy Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman and stand up and move forward to make space by salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ahsantum. Rasul al-A'lam sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, as narrated by Ibn Shahb al-Harrani in his book Tuhfat al-Uqul, a great book. I recommend that you read it. He said, جُبِلَتِ الْقُلُوبُ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَيْهَا. Hearts love those who are kind to it. وَبُغْضِ مَنْ أَسَاءَ عَلَيْهَا. And they dislike whoever is what? Harms her. The moment you do good to someone, the moment there is a bond created between you and him or her and the person that was a recipient to that kindness. Because the moment you touch someone's life in a positive way, there is a bond that's created between the both of you, no matter what age group you are. Al-Hurr al-Amili, this great scholar in his book, Wasa'il al-Shia, he mentions the following. He says, someone came to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, O Rasulullah, teach me something I can enter heaven with it. He said, look at the statement. It's very simple. Take it and apply it. مَا أَحْبَبْتَ أَن يَأْتِيَهُ النَّاسُ إِلَيْكَ. Whatever you liked people to do towards you, do it towards them. Simple. Whatever you dislike people do to you, do not do to them. It's not complex. I look at a person and I think evil. Would I want him to do that evil to me? No. And I tell myself, I would like if this was done to me. Ask yourself first, have I done it to anyone else? By the way, Allah is, subhanAllah, He's Allah, of course, He's wonderful. But it truly sometimes, you know, when you get to think and say, تَقَدَّسَتْ أَسْمَاءُ, and how you glorify Him and you say, subhanAllah, you ought to say subhanAllah because His creation is amazing, especially the human being. And if we look at how this life works and how He, Allah Azza wa Jal, put the rules in this life, how they work, it's amazing the moment you learn them. I want to emphasize on a point I just mentioned right now. Some people say, why is this not happening to me? It's very simple. The answer in what I just said, because you've never done it to anyone. Why is it no one is kind to me? I'm not kind to anyone. Why is it that people dislike me? Because that's the way I dislike people. It's amazing how things happen. See, Al-Allama Al-Majlisi, the author of the one who led the putting the book together called Bihar Al-Anwar, one of the largest encyclopedias that we have, over 110 volumes, he narrates on behalf of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, "Man yaf'al su'a bin nas," whoever does harm to people, "fala yunkir su'a idha fu'ila bih," let him not deny the harm if it's done to him. When you do something, listen, you are the best one who knows how you feel and what your intent is when you do good or evil towards people. Young or old, it doesn't matter. And that is why the key to success, dear brothers and sisters, as we have been talking about the different age groups, when we come together in a community, in building that community, first is to wish to others what you wish to yourself. Secondly, what's important to realize is that you need to know your limits and you know the other people's limits too. What are your responsibilities and what are the responsibilities of other people? This needs to be clear in your mind. You need to think about it. You need to think about it when you come here every day. Simple. My responsibility, I go in, I drive in my car, and I have to make this turn around and then go park. But if there is a person, and this is very beautiful by the way, it's one of the, you're unique here in Idara Ja'fariya with this kind of arrangement, with the organization you guys have. I give you A+ on it so far. Okay? Well, give another salawat for them. So when I drive in and I turn around, my responsibility is what? To drive and look at those who are directing the traffic. One thing, you know, when they go like this, it's like there's a sheep, a herd of sheep, they're just moving. I may not like it, but here's the thing. But I have to respect why they do it, because they want to run traffic very quickly. It gives me this thing that I have to drive quickly. I have to, of course, not running anyone over, but I have to make sure I go according to the rules. That's my limit, that's their limit. Now, if they start yelling at me, they cross their limits. But as long as in this community, I know my limit, they know their limits, and we exercise it together, it's a very well understood direction back and forth from me to them. This is how we run a community. Now, dear brothers and sisters, the same thing it comes down to when it comes to the different age groups. I have to know my limit as an elderly, as an adult. I have to know my limit as an adult. The young also have to know their limits, and the elderly also have to know their limits. When also we know each other's limits, we start what? We respect that with one another. I'm not going to cross my line with them, and they're not going to cross their line with me. See, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a beautiful statement. I swear, if we just take the time and listen to the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we'll learn so much. This is narrated by Shaykh al-Tabrasi in his book Makarim al-Akhlaq, a beautiful book about the best of manners. Read it. He says, الولد سيد سبع سنين. The child is a master for 7 years. وعبد سبع سنين. And he's a slave the following 7 years. ووزير سبع سنين. Then he's a consultant the following 7 years. So birth to 7, 7 to 14, 14 to 21. The beginning, let him do whatever he wants. Of course, not literally let him break everything in the house. There has to be some limitations. Remember the limitation part. But then start instructing him 7 years, but then start involving him and consulting him 7 years. We'll talk about these three stages. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in one of the hadith, he tells you at the end, 7 years master, 7 years slave, then what? 7 years you consult him, he's either your best friend or your enemy. That's a result. It's a way you come up and you bring up your children. Again, dear brothers, remember what Imam Sadiq said yesterday? He said yesterday. What did he say? Deal with the Muslims as what? Either your son, your brother, or your father. Or be to them a son, a brother, or a father. Right? So here, the youth, dear brothers and sisters, the young people, as they grow up, I need us to understand them well. Why? Because I want to emphasize this point. If we don't cater to them, someone else will. And believe me, they do a great job. Other groups knock on doors, go to schools, stand outside, go to places, go to cafe, and they use the best of methods to grab the mind of a young man and woman. They make them question everything. Well, if we did a good job at answering all the questions in the first place, they would not have to go through that struggle. Dear brothers and sisters, young men and women, they want to feel independency. They want to feel their ability to give their opinion. They want to also feel free to do things. They want to have this ability to explore things. If we don't try to take them and step by step hold their hands, we will lose them, because the more we bottle things up, it will blow up and it comes out in many different ways. The more strict you become, especially some parents are so strict, what happens? You think the child, you think your youth will not resist you? The problem is they may not show that resistance to your face. They will hide it and show it somewhere else. Until one day you'll find out they're not actually praying. Until one day you find out they're not actually fasting. Until one day you find out that, God, they have a girlfriend or they have a boyfriend. And don't act surprised, because it happens all the time. My God, in our communities? Yes. And let me tell you, there is a way to prevent it. Sometime you give to them and talk. FaceTime. And I'm not talking the technology on the iPhone. No. Actual FaceTime. You give to your children. Sit down and talk. Let them empty everything they have. Let me tell you, the heart of exploration, the young men and women want to explore. They want to find out things. They want to see. They want to try things so they can get this hype, because there's so much energy. How do I channel that energy? You know what? Simple. Exhaust it. Exhaust that energy. Let them, get them involved in so many different things under your supervision, but not where you're part of it all the time. No, let them have their freedom, but within controlled environment, until they're so depleted they don't have anything else to do. They just can't do anything else. They just come home and just want to go to sleep. Who said having children is an easy task? You should have thought about it before you had them. Right? There are a lot of people laughing here. See, the more you teach your son and daughter a few concepts, they're very simple. Let me give you, I've talked about a few of them the past 2 days, but I'll give you one today. It is so simple, it's amazing, and it's so powerful. Wallahi, it is so powerful. Let me tell you, I have tons of open files and cases for counseling. So what I'm telling you here is not only because our imams told us. No. It actually works. Wow. Take that for it. Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, their words actually work. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you this hadith. In this book called Ghurar al-Hikam for al-Amudi, he says Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam said the following. من كرمت عليه نفسه لم يهنها بالمعصية. Look, if a person honors himself, he honors his self, he will not insult his self by sinning. When I have self-pride, meaning what? Not the wrong pride where I see myself above everyone. No, I see myself is of value. I will not insult it by doing the wrong thing. It's very simple. It's very simple to give in the right self-pride. Why? You link your child to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And you show and you tell your child how great Allah is. No one... See, here's the thing. Imagine you work in the office of Obama's office. The presidential... what's that? Cabinet. Or maybe for King Elizabeth. Not that it's something to be proud of. But anyways, that's an example. Don't crucify me with the example. Oh, Queen, I'm sorry. Did I say King? That tells you how much I don't care for them. Did I actually say King Elizabeth? It's been a long day. When you work for such a place or an office, you will think many times before you do anything. Why? Because you can be expelled for any wrongdoing that you may bring or tarnish that office. Right or wrong? So that link, that connectedness to that office makes you think so many times before you do anything. Why? Because someone, you're getting some kind of individuals when they work for these kind of offices, they've become what? Feeling like they're of authority. They have some kind of pride because they have this kind of connection. They can do things. They're powerful. They're connected. Well, make your child understand he is at all times connected to Allah. The most powerful, the all-knowing, the all-powerful, not the most powerful, the all-powerful, the all-knowing, the all-able. When he is linked this way, believe me, you secured him. Because he would not want to tarnish that link. You don't need to be around when his friends tell him, come on, let's go hang out somewhere. Here, why don't you try this? No, that's okay. I will not lower myself to the state. He doesn't care about the people no more. Why? He is thinking about his connection with whom? He doesn't want to tarnish that connection with Allah when he stands and pray and says, Allahu Akbar. Dear brothers and sisters, in Sharh ibn Abi al-Hadid, this great book explaining the peak of eloquence by Ibn Abi al-Hadid, he says, Imam Ali alayhi salam said that your son is the one you ought to take care of. For 7 years, he's a master. Then for the other 7 years, he helps you. He's your aid. then the last 7 years he ends up either your enemy or your friend. Why? Because it is us, the parents, the adults, who create the environment to teach the young men and women. Shaykh Nuri, in his book called Al Mustadrak, which followed up by Kitab Al Wasa'il, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated the following. He said, Rahimallahu walidaini a'ana waladahuma ala birrihima. May Allah have mercy on the parents who helped their children to be righteous towards them. Why? Because I only, what I put in the children, I will see when they grow up. And then he says, in another book, في بحار الأنوار, he narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ya Ali, O Ali, may Allah curse the parents who pushed their children to detest them. Sometimes the parents themselves are the real reason behind the righteousness and their children becoming pious or lost. It's the parents. Dear brothers and sisters, as we mentioned this, it's important to realize that in this environment, you and I are elements to create the atmosphere for the young men and women to grow. And I want to emphasize this responsibility. No matter whether they're your direct children or not, you're responsible for them. How? Let me give you an example. I'm a wealthy man. I'm an entrepreneur. Okay? I see some young men and women, if I put them into some specific training, they may change their lives. You know, some training changes a young man and young woman's life completely. They get involved, they see new things. They just learn how to use a computer, used Adobe. Well, use a computer, everyone now at birth, they teach it. But they, for example, they now have a new talent, a new skill. They know how to use Adobe. They know how to use Microsoft products. They're more trained to do some things, some programming. They are trained in some skill or another. It creates what in them? A form of meaningfulness, of value. So if I am one who's capable, let me try to start a program. Because why? These are my children. I don't want them to be roaming around the neighborhoods. I want them to go and train at a young age. Get some new skills. Get involved. They love to play videos. How many of you like to play video games? Come on. Adults? I'll tell you my story very quickly. My parents took a promise. My first computer was maybe at a very young age. But my parents made me promise one thing. I was into mathematics and into coding, but I never actually applied it, just theoretical. They made me make a promise. I will never buy a video game. I said, all right. After a few weeks, I bought the ZX81. I don't know if anyone knows this. Computer is a very old one. My mom walks into the house and she sees me playing Space Invaders. She looks at me, she's like, you promised me not to buy a video game. I said, I didn't buy it, I wrote it. Let me tell you the power of the statement to me. It made me change the way I look at things. Challenge your kids. You love video games? What about trying to write one? How? Provide them the skills. It's not hard nowadays. Yes, the more it becomes more creative, it tries to explore their minds. Not on being recipients of products, but challenge them to make the products. How many has iPhones? How many of you have iPhones or the OS device or an Android device? What? The rest of you don't have cell phones? It's either this or that, seriously. Or a Microsoft Nokia, for example. Tell them, You want an iPhone? Fine. You have to learn how to write applications. Teach them how to write application. And then help them learn. You just created a future for them, dear brothers and sisters. Think dynamically. Think in a way that you bring the latest and you utilize the latest to your own needs, to fulfill those needs. Imagine you have an extension to the Idara Ja'fariya called the Capacity Building Center. And all it does, it gives the latest and the greatest in technology, but it teaches the skills. You will have the young men and women roaming around this place. They will sleep here. You have to pull them out. Make it fun. Make it something challenging. To do that, with all respect to the elderly, you don't bring an elderly to run this program. You bring someone who's an adult, a professional in the field, who proved himself in the field, and then you make him apply it to the young man and woman. Right or wrong? Dear brothers and sisters, this is what happened. In every community to be successful, dynamic, linked, all ages, and it will grow. And this is why Imam Hussein salamullahi ta'ala alayhi, dear brothers and sisters, took the children with him to Karbala. Because the entire family, all of the generations need to witness, so the message is not lost. The message is not lost. It is continuous through a different generation. Dear brothers and sisters, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, before going to Kufa, and upon receiving the messages, the letters from the people of Kufa, asking Imam Hussein alayhi salam to join them, asking Imam Hussein alayhi salam to come to the city of Kufa, Imam Hussein sent Muslim ibn Aqil. Dear brothers and sisters, they say upon Muslim arriving to the city of Kufa, all the people surrounded him and they gathered around him. Yazid, knowing that Muslim was going to Kufa, he sent whom? He sent Ibn Ziyad from Basra to Kufa. And then Ibn Ziyad was to look at what is happening in the city of Kufa and stop everything going towards Imam Hussein. Dear brothers and sisters, Muslims, as the people of Kufa were coming to him, they say, dear brothers and sisters, at times when he used to pray the group prayers, more than 18,000 people prayed behind him. Let me tell you quickly about Kufa. Kufa was known to be the city where all the armies of the Muslim nation at that time gathered from different parts of Kufa, was a good representative of what Muslims were at the time. Dear brothers and sisters, a Muslim alayhi salam. Day in, day out, people were coming and visiting, and they were preparing for Imam Hussein to come into Kufa. Ibn Ziyad arrived to Kufa and took hold of the palace, and then he started looking around what is happening in the city. He knew Muslim was doing some movement, was creating some movements, so he sent a spy to look at the details and what's happening to Muslim.
Dear brothers and sisters, Ibn Ziyad started going after all the Shia of Kufa. Dear brothers and sisters, they say until the time came where Muslim alayhi salam was praying in the Grand Mosque of Kufa. When he was done, dear brothers and sisters, Ibn Ziyad, he spread so much fear in the hearts of the people of Kufa, killing the young, killing the old, putting them in prison. Where Muslim ibn Aqil, when he was done with the Maghrib and Isha prayer, he looks around. There were very few people praying behind him. At the time, dear brothers and sisters, Muslim ibn Aqil was leaving the mosque. He wanted someone to show him the way out. There was no one. Imagine Muslim walking in the roads of Kufa. He did not know where to go. He was a stranger in the city. Until Muslim, he sat down by one of the houses. A woman came out and she saw him sitting down with his hands on his head. She said, "Ya Hada, what is it you need? You're sitting here." He told her, "I'm a stranger in the land. Give me a few moments and I'll leave." She came back again and she saw him still sitting. She said, "Ya Hada, who are you?" He said, "My name is Muslim ibn Aqil. I am the messenger of Imam Hussein to the people of Kufa." يقلها يقلها وعينه مستديرة، لا أهل عندي ولا عشيرة. مسلم مسلم تلسطوع. The woman, "I don't have anyone with me in the land. I'm alone. I came to carry the message of Imam Hussein. Look at me here, I have nowhere to go." Ta'a, she heard the name Hussein alayhi salam. She said, "You're the messenger of Imam Hussein. Come inside, come inside." She had him stay in one of the rooms of the house. She was taking care of him, giving him the water, the food. He said, "At dawn I will leave. I will not harm you. I will not stay here so you can be subjected to the tyranny of Ibn Ziyad." They say Ta'a had a son. Upon coming late at night, the son saw his mother keep on going back to the room, and then she goes back to her room. Every now and then she goes and checks in that room. He stopped her. He told her, "Mother, what are you doing? Who's in that room? Why are you keep on checking in that room?" She said, "You promise me you won't tell anyone." He said, "I promise you, I will not tell a living being." She said, "Muslim, the messenger of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is in that room." They say her son had her believe that he's never going to tell anyone. As soon as she went to sleep, he made his way to the castle of Ibn Ziyad. Dear brothers and sisters, the son of Ta'a told Ibn Ziyad that Muslim is in the house with them. Ibn Ziyad had promised whoever shows and tells where Muslim is will be given a great prize. Dear brothers and sisters, upon praying the morning prayer, Muslim ibn Aqil was getting ready to leave the house when he heard the horses coming towards the house. الناس. He said, these are Rusul al-Qawm, the messengers coming to the house. As he was about to leave, he saw the enemies of Allah, the soldiers of Ibn Ziyad. They surrounded the house, so he could not leave. And therefore they asked him to surrender. A Muslim refused surrendering to them. They fought him back and forth. They asked for a backup. They sent more men to fight the single warrior, the messenger of Imam Hussein. More soldiers came. They fought Muslim. They were not able to capture Muslim. Without trickery, where they surrounded him and they made a hole in the ground. Muslim fell in the hole and they captured him. Dear brothers and sisters, they took Muslim to Ibn Ziyad. Now Muslim, when he stood before Ibn Ziyad, Ibn Ziyad told him, what is it that you want to tell before you die? Pick someone and give him your will, give him your wasiyah. And he picked one of those who were sitting, Ibn Sa'd, and he told him, I want you to do one thing, send a message to Imam Hussein, tell him what happened with the people of Kufa. Dear brothers and sisters, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was in the heart and mind of Muslim. Dear brothers and sisters, they say, when the man who took Muslim to behead him, he looked at Muslim. Muslim had tears coming down from his eyes. He looked at him, he said, someone like you should not be shedding the tears. Muslim said, these tears are for Imam Hussein. He thinks he's coming here, people to support him. But look at the people here, what they're doing and what is happening. They say upon beheading Muslim, dear brothers and sisters, they took the body of Muslim from top of the castle, throwing it on the ground. Imagine the daughter of Muslim. She would say, recite the following words. Man is attack. Abuya ya Muslim ya ghali. Man is attack. يلي ما فارق خيالي. I never forgot you, father. You never escaped me. Oh, beloved Muslim, you're always with me. Man is attack. يا دليلي ويا دلالي. ما نسيتك. صورتك دوم على بالي. Beloved Muslim, you're always with me. Oh, beloved father. Oh, beloved father. يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز فوزا عظيما. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا و وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. صلوات.
حسين 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 حسين
حسين حسين حسين حسين حسين حسين يا حسين 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 يا حسين 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 يا حسين 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 حسين
حسين حسين يا حسين
حسين حسين حسين حسين حسين حسين يا حسين
حسين حسين حسين حسين حسين حسين يا حسين
الله أكبر this is the call of علي أكبر for a salam
الله أكبر this is the call of علي أكبر for a salam
الله أكبر this is the call of علي أكبر for a
Allah Akbar, this is the call of Ali Akbar for a salat.
Ali Akbar for a salat. You be the witness, he has the surah. You be the witness, he has the surah. He has the seerah of Mustafa. You be the witness, he has the surah. He has the seerah. Mustafa Hussain 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 Hussain
Hussain
Hussain
Ya Hussain
Hussain Hussain Hussain
Hussain, Hussain,
forgive me, Mawla, I am the one who severed your access to Al-Qamar.
Forgive me, Mawla, I am the one who severed your access to Al-Qamar.
Forgive me, Mawla, I am the one who severed your access to Al-Qamar.
Forgive me, Mawla, I am the one who severed your access to Al-Qamar.
Severed your access to Al-Qamar. Hore Riyahi, you are the free one.
Hore Riyahi, you are the free one. In both the dunya and akhirah. Hore Riyahi, you are the free one. In both the dunya and akhirah. Hussain 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 Ya Hussain
Hussain Hussain Hussain Hussain Hussain Hussain Ya Hussain Ya Ammu
Ya Ammu, tell me, will I be counted amongst the martyrs of Karbala?
Ya Ammu, tell me, will I be counted among the martyrs of Karbala?
Ya Ammu, tell me, will I be counted among the martyrs of Karbala?
Ya Ammu, tell me, will I be counted among the martyrs of Karbala?
Among the martyrs of Karbala, O nephew Qasim, you are a hero.
O nephew Qasim, you are a hero. You are the warith of Mujtaba. O nephew Qasim, you are a hero. You are the warith of Mujtaba. Hussein, Husseina, Hussein, Husseina, Hussein, Husseina, ya Hussein.
Hussein, Husseina, Hussein, Husseina, Hussein, Husseina, ya Hussein.
Oh, Aka, let me go fetch some water for thirsty children from Al-Fura.
Oh, Aka, let me go fetch some water for thirsty children from Al-Fura.
Oh, Aka, let me go fetch some water for thirsty children from Al-Fura.
Oh, Aka, let me go fetch some water for thirsty children from Al-Furat.
For thirsty children from Al-Furat. Oh, will you come back, Ya Qamar-e Hashim?
Oh, will you come back, Ya Qamar-e Hashim? Oh, will this be to your Al-Wida? Oh, will you come back, Ya Qamar-e Hashim? Oh, will this be to your Al-Wida? Hussein, Husseina, Hussein, Husseina, Hussein, Husseina, ya Hussein.
Hussein, Husseina, Hussein, Husseina, Hussein, Husseina, ya Hussein.
Ya Ummi, I hear my father calling, Hal min Nasir yansuruna.
Ya Ummi, I hear my father calling, Hal min Nasir yansuruna.
Ya Ummi, I hear my father calling, Hal min Nasir yansuruna.
Ya Ummi, I hear my father calling, Hal min Nasir yansuruna.
Hal min Nasir yansuruna. I may be a asghar, my heart is akbar.
I may be a asghar, my heart is akbar. I am the grandson of Murtaza.
I may be a asghar, my heart is akbar. I am the grandson of Murtaza.
Hussein, Husseina, Hussein, Husseina,
Hussein, Husseina, ya Hussein.
Hussein, Husseina, Hussein,
Husseina, Hussein, Husseina,
O Father Aina, O Father Aina, this is your daughter, this is Sakina.
O Father Aina, O Father Aina, this is your daughter, this is Sakina.
O Father Aina, O Father Aina, this is your daughter, this is Sakina.
O Father Aina, O Father Aina, this is your daughter, this is Sakina.
This is your daughter, this is Sakina. My heart is broken, my wounds are open.
My heart is broken, my wounds are open. Oh, Ammu Alba, say Baba Fa. My heart is broken, my wounds are open. Oh, Ammu Alba, say Baba Fa. Hussein, Husseina, Hussein, Husseina, Hussein, Husseina, ya Hussein.
Hussein, Husseina, Hussein, Husseina, Hussein, Husseina, ya
Hussein.
Hussein, Husseina, Hussein, Husseina,
Hussein, Husseina, ya Hussein.
This is the manzil of Mutmainna. This is the moment of Inna Lillah.
This is the manzil of Mutmainna. This is the moment of Inna Lillah.
This is the manzil of Mutmainna. This is the moment of Inna Lillah.
This is the manzil of Mutmainna. مطمئنہ. This is the moment of inna lillah.
This is the moment of inna lillah. Lower me into nasheb sahara.
Lower me into nasheb sahara. To ummi zahra o zuljana. Lower me into nasheb sahara. To ummi zahra o zuljana. Hussain Husaina, Hussain Husaina, Hussain Husaina, ya Hussain, Hussain Husaina, Hussain Husaina, Hussain Husaina, ya Hussain. Husaina, Husain, Husaina, Husain, Husaina, ya Husain.